Yarmouk refugee camp, or what is left of it. The once vibrant district with over 100,000 residents is now reduced to rubble.
This is Al Yarmouk camp south of the Syrian capital, Damascus. The intensity of the clashes is visible everywhere here. We have accompanied the Syrian army who have just managed to make some gains inside the camp, and they have raised the Syrian flag inside the camp. But the battle is still long after militants from ISIL infiltrated into the camp and fortified their positions there.
These are fighters from Palestinian factions fighting alongside the Syrian government to retake the camp. They tread carefully in the building they just took from ISIL. Who knows what surprises could still be around.
For 2 years, the Syrian army didn't carry out airstrikes on the camp despite the fact that we were fighting to take it from terrorists. But today, the situation has changed with several airstrikes every day.
The aftermath of the airstrike is visible. And as soon as we step into the ruined buildings, we see why the army targets these areas with airstrikes. A tunnel stretching for hundreds of meters dug by the Nusra Front, the official branch of Al-Qaeda in Syria. The tunnel is now used by ISIL militants. In the past 48 hours, pro-government factions, along with ex-militants who turned against Nusra and the ISIL, have managed to push the radical groups back, taking over half the camp.
The terrorists took over two-thirds of the camp in the first 5 days of their attack. But with the help of more fighters who joined us after they were against us, we started pushing the ISIL out of the camp.
The flames of the Syrian war continue to burn the camp. And there seems to be no end in sight to the deadly clashes in what was the largest Palestinian refugee community in Syria. Ala Ibrahim, Press TV, Damascus.